WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia drivers get a break from most work zones and lane closures during the busiest travel time of the year. Tuesday's rain gave a big boost to firefighters battling the Matt's Creek wildfire, but burn bans remain in effect in the valley and Shenandoah National Park. And an annual event the day before Thanksgiving honors the bond between early Virginia colonists and the local tribes who have inhabited the region for thousands of years. This is the WMRA Daily for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 23rd. Drivers are getting a break during this busy travel season. The Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles is pausing work zones and lifting lane closures in the Commonwealth for Thanksgiving holiday travel. According to WWBT, all closures and temporary work zones on interstates and major roads will be paused through Monday. Some permanent work zones will still be in place. Based on VDOT data, the heaviest congestion will be on Sunday. Firefighters working to contain the Matt's Creek wildfire in Bedford County got some help from Mother Nature on Tuesday. The U.S. Forest Service said about 1.1 billion gallons of rain fell across the 11,000-acre fire. The Blue Ridge Parkway is now open in full, although officials ask motorists to drive carefully due to debris. Several walking trails remain closed. Firefighters will continue monitoring for hot spots and damaged trees near trails and roads. They do not expect the fire to continue spreading. Nevertheless, burn bans are still in effect across several counties in the Shenandoah Valley. WHSV reports that, despite Tuesday's rain, conditions remain far too dry for open-air burning. Deputy Chief Brian Mace of Augusta County Fire Rescue said the burn ban remains ongoing. According to Mace, even a small ember from a campfire can lead to a large wildfire. Shenandoah National Park's complete fire ban remains in effect. All open-air fires are prohibited, including in picnic areas and campgrounds. And a drought emergency is still in place in Frederick County. The Winchester Star reports that the emergency had been reinstated November 15th because groundwater levels remain low. Water officials say Frederick Water's residential customers will continue to be encouraged to reduce water usage by 20%. While non-residential customers are encouraged to reduce usage by 25%. The Virginia House of Delegates is about to get a new Speaker of the House, and he's starting out with a strained relationship with the governor. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Shortly after Governor Glenn Youngkin was sworn into office last year, Delegate Don Scott took to the floor of the House of Delegates and delivered a blistering speech criticizing the new governor. Youngkin responded by showing up in person at the delegates' office the next day for a physical confrontation. Here's former Republican Governor Jim Gilmore.
The executive ought not to demean itself and make itself subservient to the legislative any more than the Constitution already does. So that would have been unusual when I was governor. But at the same time, it shows a gesture of trying to work things out.
Now, that delegate is about to become Speaker of the House, and the governor is going to have to find a way to work with him. Former Democratic House Leader David Toscano says the governor needs to put his feelings aside.
He should be a transactional governor. I mean, you have to work with people that you don't like and you disagree with in order to get things done for your constituency. Otherwise, you don't get anything done. So he's going to have to put some of that behind him, even if he carries the resentment from what happened before.
The working relationship between Glenn Youngkin and Don Scott will start in December when the governor sends his legacy budget to the General Assembly. Michael Pope.
New research at William & Mary shows indigenous tribes from as far as Canada attended the college's colonial era residential school. Researcher and professor Danielle Moretti-Langholtz says it shows how useful the Brafferton School was for Native American tribes and colonists.
Again, it's a colonial school, but it's a different story where Native tribes see some benefit to having their own people, their young people, serve as interpreters, explain the culture. They'll also understand the culture and the rules of the other group and just amplify their own voices.
She says the findings at William and Mary are different from other stories that have emerged about Indian residential schools from the 1900s. Those later schools became known for abuse and, in some cases, murder of indigenous children. Well, finally today, Governor Glenn Youngkin welcomed members from two of Virginia's Native American tribes to the Executive Mansion on Wednesday morning. The annual event honors the bond between early Virginians and the local tribes who have inhabited the region for thousands of years. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner has more.
First signed in 1677, the Treaty of Middle Plantation aimed to give the tribes who signed guaranteed control over their traditional homelands, as well as hunting and fishing rights, as long as they were loyal to the English crown. Now, 346 years later, Youngkin said the annual ceremony, celebrated the day before Thanksgiving, acts as a reminder of the deep relationship between Virginia and the local tribes who inhabited the land before us. Flanked by members from both the Mattapani and Pamunkey Indian tribes, Youngkin thanked them for their commitment to that relationship.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for not just caring about a ceremony, but upholding the values that underpin our Commonwealth, our country, and of course, each one of your tribes.
The ceremony included the gifting of two deer, one from each tribe, to the governor, as well as smaller gifts of gourds and earrings and a decorated feather to Youngkin and his wife, Suzanne. It ended with a traditional dance featuring the vocal and drum stylings of Mattapani Chief Mark Costello. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. As always, and particularly on this Thanksgiving Day, I'm grateful for your company. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.